Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Money Mischief: Episodes in Monetary History is a nonfiction economics book by Nobel laureate Milton Friedman. Written for readers interested in monetary theory, economic history, and public policy, it examines how money is created, why it holds value, and what happens when societies misunderstand monetary systems. Rather than presenting a technical textbook, Friedman uses historical episodes to show how monetary errors can shape inflation, political outcomes, and everyday economic life. The book reflects his broader monetarist perspective, especially the idea that money is not a neutral background force, but a central factor in business cycles, prices, and policy mistakes. It moves from unusual forms of money, such as the stone currency of Yap, to more familiar systems involving gold, silver, paper currency, and modern central banking. The result is a clear, historically grounded argument that monetary institutions matter deeply, and that confusion about them can produce lasting consequences. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why the book still matters for personal finance and public policy. Although the book is historical, its arguments remain relevant to everyday financial life and policy debates. Friedman stresses that monetary systems affect everyone, from ordinary workers to business owners and investors. That claim matters because it links large-scale policy choices to personal outcomes such as purchasing power, wages, and the stability of savings. The book does not present personal finance tips in the modern sense, but it does explain why individuals should care about inflation, currency, credibility, and the structure of the monetary system. For policymakers, the value of the book lies in its insistence that monetary institutions should be judged by their long-run effects rather than short-run convenience. Friedman's style makes these ideas accessible without stripping away their seriousness. As a result, the book works both as an introduction to monetarist thinking and as a reminder that money is one of the most important and widely misunderstood institutions in modern life. Its continued relevance comes from the durability of those questions, not from any one historical episode alone. Secondly, thirdly, fourthly, lastly, in conclusion, Money Mischief: Episodes in Monetary History is best suited to readers who want to understand money as a historical, institutional, and political phenomenon rather than as a purely technical subject. Students of economics, readers of economic history, policy-oriented audiences, and general readers with an interest in inflation or central banking will all find value here. The book is especially useful for anyone who wants a clear introduction to Milton Friedman's monetarist outlook without having to start with a dense academic treatise. Its main practical benefit is that it trains readers to think about how currency systems, legal frameworks, and policy choices shape prices and economic stability. Its intellectual benefit is that it connects monetary theory to memorable historical episodes, which makes the arguments easier to follow and harder to dismiss as abstract doctrine. Compared with many books on economics, it stands out for its narrative clarity and its focus on how misunderstandings about money create broad consequences. Compared with general history books, it stands out because it consistently returns to a central analytical question: how monetary systems work and why getting them wrong matters so much. If you would like to support Milton Friedman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.